The chair of the ABC, Ita Buttrose, is facing her first major test with the Morrison government. She has expressed, quote, grave concern at this week's raid by the Australian Federal Police, and that sets up a test for both sides for what comes next. It's part of the continuing fallout after AFP officers spent 8 hours trawling the ABC's computers on Wednesday, walking away with around 100 files linked to a series of 2017 stories documenting abuses by Australia's Special Forces in Afghanistan. 24 hours earlier, police searched the home of News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst, searching out the source of her story on widening spying powers on Australians. There is now a roiling debate about government and police powers over the media in Australia, and it's continuing to attract dire warnings internationally. More on that in a moment. But first, Eleanor Whitehead has our latest.
Ita Buttrose says she's gravely concerned about this week's raid on the ABC.
I have been a journalist for a very long time, and I know how important the freedom of the press is, and I will defend it to the utmost.
In a statement released today, she said she had a frank conversation with Federal Communications Minister Paul Fletcher, telling him the sweeping nature of information sought by the Australian Federal Police was clearly designed to intimidate journalists and whistleblowers. She sought assurances that the ABC would not face such raids in the future, but said Mr. Fletcher declined to give them. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the AFP was only following the law.
The government is committed to press freedom. Secondly, the government is absolutely committed to ensure that no one's above the law. What has occurred here, I think, is understandably causing anxiety, but at the same time, we need to keep this in perspective. The raids that took place under the laws that were actually in place well before the changes that the government made.
But others question whether a slew of national security laws passed this century is turning Australia into a secret state. Ed Husic is a Labor backbencher and former shadow minister for the digital economy.
I think people would question whether or not we've actually got that balance right. As someone who has been concerned for some time, be it on metadata reform or encryption reform, the way that the coalition manages these issues, to even raise a doubt about what they're doing is suggested by them that you are soft on national security when nothing could be further from the truth.
Darren Palmer is an associate professor of criminology at Deakin University. He says too much power has been handed to police.
The direction of the powers that have been introduced over the last decade or more certainly dramatically increased the powers of the state over citizens. And I think in the more recent legislative developments, we've seen powers introduced in rapid haste, very little parliamentary debate, and even less public debate about the necessities, the principles underpinning the laws, and the potential a negative impact which we've seen in the recent raids.
And he argues it's not only journalists who are affected.
The intrusive powers of the state in terms of information gathering, access to data and the like, have radically changed the relationship between the state and the population. And the journalists are simply a subset of that population. This is a dramatic change which lacks the traditional processes of accountability and transparency. They have been jumped in favour of national security.
And so this goes as far as considering the power of the state at large then?
The power of the state vis-a-vis the public has changed so dramatically in the last two decades that Australia and other countries, but Australia two decades ago is almost another place. The new legislation introduces in relation to journalism, but also in relation to the broader public, gives a dramatic increase in powers, investigative and information gathering and access to data powers, which are really out of step with the more fundamental values. And politicians and other people say, well, times have changed in the post-September 11 period. No, they haven't changed to that radical degree. We still need to ensure that we have principles underpinning any legislative development, ones that protect privacy, civil liberties, and have a check and balances on the power of the state through its law enforcement and intelligence agencies.
Greg Barton is a chair in global Islamic studies at the Alfred Deakin Institute for Citizenship and Globalization and an expert in security studies. He says the web of national security legislation may in fact make Australia less safe.
The raids certainly have the effect of intimidating those who would come forward with information, whistleblowers, and that may very well be the intention. That consequently undermines not just the media but also democracy. But beyond that, it's ironically counterproductive to national security. I mean, these measures are justified in the names of national security, But if you undermine public trust and confidence, it works against national security.
So what can we do about this then? How do we balance this fine act between preserving our fundamental freedoms and democratic institutions and keeping society safe?
Well, the first thing to say is we're not talking about a zero-sum game. It's often suggested that we somehow trade off personal liberty and liberal values in difficult times in the interest of national security. The reality, and this is seen around the world, is that where you have robust democracy and good governance and open society, you actually have greater security. And anything you do to erode that and undermine confidence and accountability actually undermines national security. So what we need is some review of legislation and particular consideration given to perhaps changes in our constitution to put some checks and balances in place. For example, there should be greater protection for whistleblowers and for those working in the media. There should be some consideration of public good and contribution indeed to national security through speaking up and calling to account.
Professor Greg Barton from Deakin University, Eleanor Whitehead, our reporter.